Model of the icebreaker MV Nella Dan, built by the Ship Modelling Society of Victoria, 1971 to 72. At 3 metres long and almost 1.5 metres tall, this model ship is certainly not the kind you can fit in a bottle. It was built at a scale of 1 to 25, made from Western red cedar, with the hull then laminated in fibreglass. The hull is painted red with a golden brown base. The superstructure is painted white with a white railing around the deck. The two masts are red and the rigging is brown. There's a red funnel behind the superstructure, three red rowboats suspended around the deck, a red tugboat and even a red and white helicopter on the poop deck. The crow's nest, also painted red, is fully enclosed against extreme weather and has tiny glass windows and miniature lights mounted above and around it. The level of detail in this model is extraordinary. There are brass portholes in the hull, a functioning brass propeller, tiny ladders and fixtures on the masts, anchors on the hull, winches, chains and cables on the decks, and tiny life rings hanging on the railings. The LED lights fitted all over the ship can be powered by an electric cable attached to one side of the hull, and this model ship could actually once sail. It was powered by a 6-volt aircraft starter motor, and the rudder was controlled by a model aircraft remote control unit. On either side of the red hull, the name Nella Dan is painted in white uppercase letters, and there's a red and white crest on the bow that bears the letters JL for J. Lauritsen, the Danish boat builders of these icebreakers. Object label.
She was the first to show me the ice and the last to return me safely home. She opened the jewel chest of the Antarctic Ocean to me during a time that is now over. She was a fine ship with a fine crew, and she belonged in a more courageous era.
Lex Harris, electronics engineer, about 1987. The icebreaker MV Nella Dan was named after Nell Law, an artist and the first Australian woman to set foot on Antarctica. It faithfully supplied Australian Antarctic and sub-Antarctic stations from 1962 to 1987. During a wild storm in December 1987, the icebreaker was badly damaged on a reef off Macquarie Island. Rather than salvage the ship, it was sunk in deep water near the island it had visited so often. Made and donated by the Ship Modelling Society of Victoria.